This is a summary of The Whole Body Reset by bestbookbriefings.com. The Whole Body Reset, your weight loss plan for a flat belly, optimum health, and a body you'll love at midlife and beyond by Stephen Perrine. First and foremost, this is not a diet book. This book doesn't aim to teach you how to count your calorie intake or how often you should fast. It's not a low-carb or low-fat program. This is a book about using a life-changing strategy that it followed. You will lose more than 19 pounds in 3 months or less, and you will lose them the right way. You won't be losing muscle mass or negatively affecting your blood pressure. You will be losing pure fat. Interested? You should be. This summary of Stephen Perrine's new book, The Whole Body Reset, is an attempt by the author to help you stop and even reverse any weight gain that comes with age. It's specifically written for all the people out there who are now at an age where they feel like they're running out of time and lost the chance to get thinner and healthier. The author assures us that it's never too late to change, and gaining weight is never and will never be a side effect of getting older. Yes, the normal exercising methods won't work for you the same way they used to before, but that never meant that there are no other methods. The simplest changes to your lifestyle will have the biggest effect. And this is not just for your looks. Your weight has a huge effect on your overall health. You need this to survive and to reduce the risks of the several chronic diseases that come with aging. The best part about The Whole Body Reset is that it's not that difficult to do. It's actually very easy. You won't be asked to give up any food that you like. On the contrary, you're allowed to eat anything you want. Whatever your craving is, you can go for it. Nothing is off limits. And at the same time, you will never be asked to eat anything that you don't like. There are no weird formulas to consume here. You can eat normal, everyday food without any exotic additions to it. And to put your heart at ease, there will also be no time frame for when you should eat. You won't be restricted to certain hours or days. This program is way simpler than that. It's a safe, healthy, and very effective program that is approved by researchers in many departments and tried by many people from age 50 to 75. 100 people tried it for 3 months, and the average weight loss was more than 5 pounds. Some even managed to lose more than 10, and all of that happened while they were allowed to eat whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. It worked for them, it worked for the author. So, do you want it to work for you? Keep reading. You're not alone. Do you tend to feel like you can't control your weight no matter how hard to try? Do you do your best to follow a diet, but the results never seem to get in your favor no matter what you do? If your answer is yes, don't worry. You're not alone in this. In the United States alone, 43% of adults over the age of 40 suffer from obesity. The percentage even reaches more than 60% for women over 60. Many of those people, if not all, definitely tried dieting once or twice in their lifetime. They tried to eat healthily and work out regularly, but as statistics show, that obviously didn't work for them. And even if it did work, and they managed to shed off a few pounds, they regained them shortly after. In fact, studies show that the people who do lose weight are the ones more likely to gain more weight than those who aren't. Ironically and sadly, the more diets these people do, the more weight they gain. The question here is, why? When your body is growing older with you, its ability to turn protein into muscles is significantly reduced. The minute you turn 30, your body goes through age-related muscle loss, and your need for protein increases more than ever. Research actually shows that people over 50 need to consume more protein than people in their 20s. Two, that doesn't just mean eating that steak at dinner, even though you definitely should go for it. But it also means that you must spread this protein intake throughout the day if you want to keep your muscles intact. This is extremely helpful for your future because studies show that people who retain their muscle as they grow older manage to decrease the chances of obesity, heart diseases, and dementia. You need to realize that as you age, your body won't extract all the needed nutrients from the food you consume like it used to before. Hence, you need to make each calorie work in your favor, especially because needed nutrients like vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin B12 are not as accessible as before. You can eat a lot, but your body is not really getting what it takes. And your body needs those to hold onto the muscles and prevent the fat. That's why you must eat a lot of protein, dairy, fruits, and vegetables as you grow older. Those are crucial to lower muscle loss and keep your body in check. 3. The average person in America tends to eat around 16 grams of fiber each day. And this is certainly the biggest reason why people don't lose weight even after they work for it, because this amount is way less than their body needs. One study shows that people suffering from metabolic syndrome tend to lose weight if they consumed 30 grams of fiber a day. They would actually lose as much weight as they would lose if they were following a diet that kept them off sugar, fat, salt, and alcohol. That's why it was shocking for the author to see that the USDA recommends that people reduce less fiber as they grow older. It comes as a little surprise then to see that many people gain weight as they grow older. They swear that they are following the guidelines, but they're not aware that these guidelines are doing way more harm than good. The solution? And this is where the whole body reset comes into the picture to help. The whole idea of it revolves around protein timing. As we said before, this won't be complicated. It's a very simple way of eating that will help you resist that muscle loss that comes with age while also burning fat and losing weight. When you look at it, protein timing is not really a new invention. It's been used by athletes and young people to improve their performance and increase their strength. This approach has proven to be successful in growing lean muscle tissue, as well as improving cardiovascular health. But now, based on evidence found by scientists after several pieces of research, we now know that when we get older, this protein intake is not only needed for us to run long distances or excel in a sport, it's a necessity to keep us alive. It's important to keep us in a good shape, healthy, and free of any age-related disease. Eating the proper amount of protein throughout the day will significantly help you lose weight and eliminate the chances of you gaining that weight back. Studies show that plus 50 adults become physically stronger and leaner once they start using protein timing, and that happens because these people understood their bodies and their needs. When they were 20, one glass of milk was more than enough to get their body working and their muscles to form. But as they grew older, this cup that was once enough became just the start. Your body starts needing more and more to perform in the same way it used to perform 10 years or more ago. Your body now needs a bigger dose. Imagine that making muscles is a bun that you used to lightly press with one single cup of milk and it had worked before. But now, that's just not enough. You need to push it harder to get the desired effect. Your body is simply aging and you're losing the muscles you had. And you need to do what it takes for these muscles to get rebuilt without your health getting affected in the process. Metabolism, there's a lot that we don't know about our bodies and how it performs as we grow older. It's not that scientists didn't discover it yet, because they did. It's that their findings are yet to be shared with the public in a clear and concise way. For example, it's a common thought that our metabolism slows as we age. The author too believed in this by the time he began writing the book, but as he finished, his beliefs completely changed in the opposite direction. Science evolved and changed, and last year, scientists declared that between the ages 20 and 60, your metabolism doesn't change at all. Your cells remain as active as they always were. However, that doesn't mean that our bodies remain the same in every single way, because as we grow older, we start to lose lean muscle tissue. We lose around 5% of our muscle tissue every year after we turn 30. That means that you're not burning as many calories as you used to before. That is why people assume that their metabolism is slowing down, because they're not burning that fat even though they are eating less and exercising more. That happens because as we grow older, we develop what is called anabolic resistance. It means that we don't build muscle in the way we used to before. So, not only are we losing muscles, but also, our bodies are finding it more difficult to replace them. To overcome this, all you need to do is consume more protein, more often to stimulate muscle protein synthesis. And this is all that protein timing is about. The real cause, if it's not metabolism that's causing us to gain weight, what is it? This question goes through many people's heads right now, and the answer is quite simple. Like we said before, we're losing muscle and our bodies are finding it more and more difficult to turn the food we usually consume into new muscles. Because of that, we end up burning less and less calories because, as we all know, muscle burns more calories than fat. Our body also finds it difficult to store blood sugar in those muscles, and the blood sugar turns into belly fat. All of these reasons and more should encourage you all to retain the muscles you already have by eating more protein throughout the day. It's important here to note that the whole body reset is not a high protein diet. It's an adequate protein diet, because if you fell into the trap of eating too much protein in one meal, you won't get the body shape that you always dream of. On the contrary, you might actually cause yourself harm. This is more about spreading your protein intake throughout the whole day to get the best possible result. Many of us eat a lot of protein, but we only eat it at dinner time. This strategy won't work for you as you get older because it won't be enough. You need 25 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you saved it all up for dinner, you will be starting your day on the wrong foot. Think of every day as a day where you make the choice of either gaining muscles or losing it. If you started the day without consuming those 25 grams of protein, it'll be a muscle loss day no matter what you choose to eat at dinner. It won't help you to eat a giant steak at dinner 60 grams because your body can only manage to process 40 grams at a time. Anything else added is just wasted, and it won't compensate for the rest of the day. Breakfast is a must. Let's think of what an average person may eat for breakfast. Say a person chooses to eat oatmeal cooked with water and some strawberries on top. You might look at this meal and think that this person is having a good and healthy breakfast, and it is. However, this meal is not enough because it only contains 6 grams of protein. And as we said before, you need a lot more than that. To adjust this meal, you can still eat oatmeal, but instead of water, add milk. You can also keep your strawberries, but it'll be much better if you added to it some hemp seeds and peanut butter. Now you have 25 grams of protein, and your body is kicking off the day with a good start to building muscles. It's a huge difference in the grams amount with only 3 ingredients that are available in any market. And if oatmeal is not your go-to breakfast, let's discuss resetting another type of breakfast. Most people who aim to lose weight like to start their day with a light breakfast of yogurt. It's easy on your stomach, and you won't feel bloated at the beginning of your day. Average people tend to add some fruit and granola to make it healthier and full of nutrients. And while that's beneficial, it's also not enough. It only has 14 grams of protein. To reset this meal, switch your normal yogurt into the Greek one and add a cup of mixed berries to it. You also need to add on a slice of toast and 2 spoons of peanut butter on top of it. That will get you to 27 grams of protein, and you will feel more full and more energetic. You won't be adding a lot of food to what you're originally eating, but you'll definitely feel more satisfied. You won't gain weight. And most importantly, your body will get what it needs to gain some new muscles. Fiber intake. The other secret to success is fiber. Fiber is really important for a number of reasons. It helps with keeping a healthy gut microbiome. It helps to keep us full throughout the day. But probably the most important thing that fiber does is that it helps to fight inflammation inside our bodies. There's a daily battle between fats and muscles. The fat wants to team up with inflammation, and your muscle wants to fight it and get rid of fat. It's a war that happens all day, every day. So when we eat more fiber, we help lower this inflammation, we get rid of fat, and we assist our muscles. Hence, you must eat more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, and all of that food that we always hear that it's good for us, but never pause to think about why. This food is not only important to keep you in a good shape, but it's also helpful to prevent age-related diseases. This food is easily obtainable, and there is an abundance of them, and luckily, most of us like them. They are all around us, and the next time you go to the market, you have a choice. You can either go with snacks that you're fully aware are harmful to you, or you might want to check the fruit section and choose something from there instead. Both types of food will leave you feeling sated and full, but one will help your body in its battle, and once will hurt it. Make sure that you're mindful of the consequences of your choices. On a daily basis, you need 30 grams of fiber to help your body, and the author advises you to reach that number. Put anything in your mouth that looks like a plant, even if you don't like it. The taste will fade in a second, but the positive resulting impact will surely last a lifetime. Top 10 benefits. There are many benefits to the whole body reset, and here are the top 10. One, stop age-related weight gain, and if followed correctly, it actually helps you lose the weight you gained before in a healthy way. Like we said before, you won't face the negative consequence of regaining the weight you lost before because you would be losing it the proper way by getting rid of fats instead of muscles. To improve your immune system, because as you consume more fibers, you're supporting your body muscles into fighting off the fats, and as time passes, this will have a very positive effect on your overall health. 3. Stop the age-related muscle loss, which is the foundation of this whole plan. There's no way to stop your body from losing the muscles, but there is definitely a way to regain the muscles lost, and that happens through protein timing. 4. Protects you from losing mobility as you grow older. If you want to stay lean and strong instead of being frail when you're older, this is the way. We all go to the doctor and we get asked about what we do to stay in shape. Many of us go to the gym or take daily walks, and even though that's great, it's not enough to keep us strong in the long term. It's also very important that we care about what we eat and our protein intake. You must be fully aware of what your body needs as you get older, and exercise is not enough to keep you mobile. Protein is one side of the coin and resistance training is the other. One won't do without the other. Five, improves cognitive function, because the healthier your body is, the healthier your brain gets. Studies show that the people who consume more protein and fibers have lower chances of getting dementia than those who don't. 6, increases your bone health, because as you take care of your muscles, you will notice that your bones are also getting stronger. 7, promotes healthy blood pressure, because you're giving your body the proper nutrition that it needs, and you won't be eating anything filled with fats. 8, stabilizes your blood sugar, because even though you might be eating fruits, the sugar in them is not as harmful as the white sugar that's found in cakes and unhealthy snacks. 9, enhances your digestive health, as you won't ever have anything too heavy for your stomach. You will eat food that keeps you satisfied, sated, and full without any negative side effects. 10, finally, it will boost your alertness, as you won't be feeling drowsy or out of mood around others. You will find yourself engaging more in conversations because you will have enough energy to do so. Eating out. All that we mentioned before are quite simple steps if you're in the comfort of your home. If you're the one doing the shopping, you will find it easier to make the right choices and cook the proper breakfast, lunch, and dinner for yourself. However, the real issue tends to happen when we're invited to this birthday party, or there's this pizza party at work. This is where the real challenge begins, because at the end of the day, we're all normal human beings and we can't resist this pizza slice or that chocolate cake. You will face temptations every time you step out of your house. What should you do if that happened? Eat the pizza, enjoy the cake, do it and savor it, but after that, make sure that you hit your protein and fiber numbers of the day. Eat yogurt or a couple more slices of fruit. Don't stop yourself, but also, don't overdo it. The whole body reset encourages you to eat whatever you desire, as long as you're keeping an eye on your protein and fiber intake. Snacking, the same goes for snacks. Yes, you can eat whatever you want, but don't go overboard and snack many times throughout the day. Give your body a chance to digest. The best time encouraged to eat a snack and will be between lunch and dinner, and make sure that you include protein in it. Don't just eat an apple. Add a piece of cheese to it and fill yourself before dinner, because this will help in two ways. You won't be too hungry at dinner, and hence, you won't eat too much. And also, you will be spreading your protein intake through the day so that your body doesn't have to process too much at one time. It'll be a perfect snack because you'll be combining fiber and protein, and this is exactly what your body needs from you. Mindfulness is the key to success here. You won't be asked to not eat if you're hungry, and you won't be asked to eat specific items. We're all adults here, and we all know what's good for us and what will hurt us in the long term. Again, it's all about making the right choice, and you have all the information that you need. The rest is on your very capable shoulders. It's never too late. As people grow older and past 60 years of age, they tend to feel less motivated into following a plan for their health. But realistically speaking, it's never too late to start. No matter what your weight is or how old are you, it's not too late. Your body will respond to what you're doing until you're dead, so it'll never be a wasted effort. Everything you choose to do now will have an effect on your life next year and 10 years from now. And it's understandable that there comes a time for all of us where we struggle to find the motivation to do what we know is needed, but you need to pause when that happens and think of your future self. Take it one step at a time and keep a vision of the future you want for yourself in front of your eyes. Do you want to be strong, healthy? If the answer is yes, then take one step forward. The author is not asking you to join an expensive gym or buy everything in the healthy aisle of the market, but start with a healthy breakfast, eat an apple now, or add a plate of salad to your next meal. These small measures will have a huge effect on your future. And 1 year from now, you will be more than thankful that you started today. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.